Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Moving on from that story, just be very concerned about this tech tyranny. It's going to get worse. And like I said, use alternative platforms because you're going to need them. But moving on, we had the announcement yesterday of an indictment in one of the officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor in a search warrant service that happened at her apartment. This is in Kentucky. Many of you have heard about the case. Listen, folks, these cases are all difficult. And if I may quote the great Andy McCarthy, one of the most talented lawyers I know, he is also a Fox News contributor where I work. Ladies and gentlemen, tragedies happen all the time. They do. They're not to be downplayed. They're not to be scoffed at. They're tragedies by name, making them tragic, obviously. Meaning bad things. Bad things we should all consider and think about. Why? Because when bad things happen, there may be a way to avoid those bad things repeating themselves in the future. That's why we in the news business and the commentary business discuss bad things on our show, because we hope there's some either public policy or societal family-based proposal we can do to stop these bad things from happening again. Breonna Taylor's dead. Her death is tragic. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not an excuse for riots again, and it's not an excuse, definitely not an excuse, for a misinformation campaign that's intentional to cause more riots to advance a political agenda. And it's happening again. We are running at a point right now in our country, unfortunately, tragically, where almost every police use of force incident that involves someone who is a minority turns into a misinformation campaign to get people riled up to burn down American cities. It's insane where we are right now. So what's happening here? I'm going to give you the facts behind the Breonna Taylor case in Kentucky, because you've been told a lot of things. Again, the basic facts: police were serving a search warrant, a legitimate search warrant, on the apartment of Breonna Taylor. Breonna Taylor is not named on the search warrant. The boyfriend in the apartment was not named on the search warrant, but the apartment was. It was not the wrong door. The police were at Breonna Taylor's apartment where they were supposed to be. You've probably also been told that they served it and executed it no knock, meaning they didn't knock and say, police, police.
Yeah.
They just kicked the door. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
None of those things are true. But you've been told that.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Because groups out there, not committed to police reform or police accountability at all, they're committed to one thing: riots and destruction, because they're Marxist terror groups, have told you that. This misinformation campaign is literally killing people. As you incite people to riot and destroying their lives and causing, two cops were shot last night in Kentucky in these riots. Let's go to a very, again, sober analysis by one of the finest lawyers commenting on television now, Andy McCarthy at National Review. Headline: a just decision not to file homicide charges in the tragic Breonna Taylor case. Let's go through these elements one by one. The leftist media lunatics and other blue check marks out there and BLM Marxist terrorists want you to believe that, again, the police knocked on the wrong door, kicked in the door and started shooting the place up like it was Tombstone. That is not what happened. Quote: much of what you've been told about the case turns out to be not true. This is another hands up, don't shoot urban legend of police brutality. Attorney General Cameron in Kentucky explained that the police did not execute a, quote, no-knock warrant before entering Ms. Taylor's apartment. They knocked and announced themselves as police before forcing entry shortly after midnight. How they came to be at Ms. Taylor's home with a search warrant based on probable cause that evidence of narcotics crimes would be found is part of the story the social justice warriors would have us omit. It needs telling. I'll get into that next. You can have a no-knock warrant signed off by a judge. What does that mean? When are they served? No-knock warrants are typically high-risk warrants. When there's a history of violence, the guy you're arresting or woman you're arresting, it's their third or fourth time, they've resisted arrest four or five times, they have a known history of weapons possession criminally. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to knock and say, hey, police, you know, because they'll shoot through the door. Are they overused sometimes? Yeah, I'm not going to deny that either. Probably deserves a bit of a review, especially for the libertarian side of me. Eliminating them? Really stupid idea. This warrant may have been issued as a no-knock warrant. It was not executed as one. Do you understand that?
Mm.
The left is purposefully conflating those two variables to make you believe the police didn't even knock and just kick the door in.
Right.
The warrant could have been a no-knock warrant. That doesn't mean it was executed that way. And in this case, it was not. The police knocked and announced and said they were the police. How do we know? Witnesses corroborated that they heard. Police, warrant. Gets worse. Some people suggest to you, oh, they were at the wrong door. And, you know, Breonna Taylor had nothing to do with any of this. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, again, the death of Breonna Taylor is tragic. This just stop right there. But please stop suggesting that there was no connection to this warrant looking for drugs at all. That's not true. Again, from the McCarthy piece, at 12:40, the police knocked on the door and announced himself as police. Here we go. These two police officers, Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend, this guy Walker, Mr. Walker, were startled out of their sleep. Walker was a licensed owner of a Glock, said he didn't know it was the police at the door, speculated it could be the ex-boyfriend Glover, who was suspected of drug dealing, breaking in. For their part, the police expected Miss Taylor would be alone. They hadn't even seen her now boyfriend Walker enter the dwelling with her. So there's confusion here, folks. Can we all agree? It was dark and there was a long hallway between the bedroom and the front door. There was screaming. Walker, the new boyfriend, fired as one of the officers came through the door, striking him in the leg. So Breonna Taylor's boyfriend fired first, severely wounding him. These two other officers returned fire into the hallway in the general direction of where they believed the shooter was. When the smoke cleared, Walker was unharmed, but Taylor had been struck 6 times. FBI ballistics experts eventually determined that Cosgrove, one of the officers, fired the fatal shot. Tragic, folks. Clearly. Not to be diminished or downplayed. We give the police a lot of responsibility. Every use of force that results in a death must, in a civil society, be reviewed. Must, whether administratively or, if criminal charges warrant, criminally. But that review is a process based on facts. So suggesting that Miss Taylor, rest her soul, was totally uninvolved with the warrant when the warrant was tied to her apartment because of her ex-boyfriend, Mr. Glover, who apparently there was probable cause there may have been drugs and money in that apartment, is just wrong. They were not at the wrong door, and they didn't execute a no-knock warrant. None of that is, in fact, true. And another key component of this is the police did not kick down the wrong door, no-knock style, and shoot up the place. They were fired at first by Miss Taylor's new boyfriend, who, full disclosure of the facts, was a licensed owner. Says he was confused about who it was. I'm putting that all out there for you to judge. Process. Order. Facts. But suggesting the police kicked in the door and started shooting is false. That's fake. That's deliberate misinformation. The things I thought Fakebook and the others were trying to prevent. Yet you can see it everywhere on social media. Terrible police kicked in the wrong door, didn't even knock, and started shooting. That's not true. None of that's true. One final point from this piece. Is this important? When she was killed, Breonna Taylor was 26, a hospital emergency room technician who hoped to become a nurse. But over the years, she had gotten involved with Glover. This is the first boyfriend, not the boyfriend who was in the apartment that night. We got to be clear on that. Glover's a 30-year-old, twice-convicted drug dealer. Though Taylor was never targeted as a targeted suspect, the New York Times reports that Miss Taylor was entangled in the frequent police investigations of Glover. Taylor remained romantically involved with him, though he had spent years in prison. This is not a justification for any untimely death of Miss Taylor or anyone else. It's simply a restatement of facts in an orderly process to get to the facts so we can prevent tragedies like this in the future. And you suggesting that what? You're going to ban search warrants because it was served at the wrong door and this had nothing to do with Miss Taylor is not true. It did have something to do with Miss Taylor's relationship with this ex-boyfriend who was suspected and was a twice convicted drug dealer. You're just making the rest up because you're not interested in order. In wrapping up this segment, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, I'm not going to mislead you here. I'm not suggesting that there should not be a significant legal review of this case and an administrative review. Someone died. I was a police officer. You've given us a lot of responsibility and we have to treat it responsibly. There's a two-way street. But lying constantly to fire people up, they kicked in the door and started shooting. They were at the wrong door. All of that is hands up, don't shoot. It's just made up. Again, to repeat the sage words of Andy McCarthy, not every tragedy is a criminal offense, folks. Every tragedy is tragic, tautologically, by nature. But not every tragedy is a criminal offense. Tragedies happen all the time. Some are accidents, some are misfeasance, some are malfeasance. But not every single one is a crime. And definitely, not every tragedy justifies a riot. No tragedy justifies a riot. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.